the red, but you're high and I'm crying. You're trying to forget, but it hits me every time. You pray next to me, right hand holds your left sleeve, turning our heads gently, 'cause when it ends we fight. And in that warm winter I withered, I just wanna get better. I'll be what you like.
That is Mustafa, Name of God, from the album Dunya, and that was nominated for a Polaris Prize and actually won Song of the Year at this recent ceremony for the Polaris Prize. If you don't know what that is, it is like Canada's Mercury Prize for listeners outside of Canada, and the Mercury Prize and the Polaris Prize give an award to the best album of the year. Polaris has done album, song, and also a Heritage Prize for an album that was released in the past. Before that, October from Satellite Birdhouse. They're from the Ottawa area, which I am in at the moment, just hanging out at my hotel room, and had a wonderful gig on Parliament Hill yesterday. So if you hear some noise in the background, it's just the hotel doing construction. Julian Taylor, your host here, and I got something from OMA. Heard this in Banff and loved it because I was like, oh, it's Wu-Tang, but it's the instrumental. Here's Cream on the jukebox.
We'll be right back.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Frozen in time, but time won't stand still. You said, please don't cry. You know that we will. Angel wings growing, how quickly you learned how to fly. Holding your hand as we're learning to say goodbye.
Julian Taylor here, and you are listening to The Jukebox. That was Shy Anne Horvorka with the song Fly Away, just released this past month. And it is a beautiful song about the loss of friendship and healing. Sorry about the noise in the background. I'm just in my hotel room and recording the show for you, playing great music. I hope that you've enjoyed the show so far. We've got something coming up from Toby, Made Me Everything. He's a double Juno Award-winning artist and R&B singer and hip-hop MC living in Toronto. But before that, we have Charlene as well with a song called Drowning. And Charlene just released this particular song also this month. She's from Norway, and she's got Filipino and Norwegian roots. Here's a wonderful new R&B voice. I hope you dig this. Here's Drowning on The Jukebox.
My guy, man, I guess that was it for tonight. Oh, Jukebox. It's so cool.
Way up, way up, way up, way up. Walking Jerusalem, talking to Jerusalem, singing Jerusalem, being Jerusalem. Hi, oh, in Jerusalem, when I die. Oh, being Jerusalem, singing Jerusalem, shouting Jerusalem, praying Jerusalem. Hi, oh, in Jerusalem, when I die. When I get down to the river, I'm gonna stick my sword in the sand. Fire eyes by the old ship of Zion. She took a minute to the promised land. Way over in Beulah, but I ain't no die there. Well, the saints shout in victory. Oh, they're singing off everywhere. Way over in Beulah, voice of friends I've known. They've been gone on, gone on to glory. Well, well, a long time ago. They've been waiting, they've been watching, they've been waiting at the beautiful day. And one day I'm gonna meet them. Oh, I will see forevermore. Well, over in Beulah, I see the captain beckon to me. Well, he's calling all God's children, oh, to meet him on the promised land. God knows I'm gonna walk in Jerusalem, talk in Jerusalem, sing in Jerusalem, big Jerusalem, high up in Jerusalem when I die. Oh, yeah, yeah. Beat in Jerusalem, sing in Jerusalem, shout in Jerusalem, sing in Jerusalem, high up in Jerusalem.
Thanks so much for tuning into the show. I'm your host, Julian Taylor. I don't know if you heard that, but there's some planes, like fighter jets, just flying over Ottawa here. And I'm in my hotel. Had a wonderful show on Parliament Hill. Can't wait for the next stop is Nashville. So I might be doing a show from my hotel room in Nashville. And you never know what kind of sounds you'll hear there. That was Mahalia Jackson, Walk in Jerusalem on the jukebox. I want to send a huge shout out to my team. Thanks for helping me put the show together. To our station partners, thanks for getting it out there. To our sponsors, thanks for helping us create the show. And to the listeners, thank you for listening. If you have any requests, just let us know. You can hit us up on social media, Julian Taylor's Jukebox. One more song for you on the show today. It comes from one of my close friends living up in the north there. And she's had an interesting year. Always praying for you, Leela. Here she is. She's a double Juno Award-winning artist as well. And here's the song Giants, and she's definitely one of those. She's a really sweet, loving human being with a lot to give to this world. So check out Leela Gilday, and here she is on the jukebox. Until next week, ciao bananas, and remember, it's nice to be nice.
We are brilliant as the snow, 10 million years.
I'm Dr. Anthony Leisowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Satellites in space are enabling researchers to track air pollution on Earth and show that it's possible to improve air quality and reduce climate change at the same time. Susan Annenberg is at the George Washington University Milken Institute School of Public Health. Her team analyzed 15 years of satellite data from more than 13,000 cities worldwide.
So we can get a sense for how pollution is changing in every city on the planet.
They looked at concentrations of three pollutants that harm people's health and at emissions of carbon dioxide, which warms the climate. In more than half of the cities, all four pollutants rose or fell together. That's because they're often caused by the same culprit, burning fossil fuels. In cities that are burning more fossil fuels, like in parts of India and sub-Saharan Africa, concentrations of all four pollutants increased.
There is a lot of economic growth happening, there's population growth, and there are no strong emission control regulations.
Whereas in places that have taken steps to limit fossil fuel use, pollution fell across the board. So burning fewer fossil fuels can reduce climate change and improve people's health. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.